right, good morning, church. That's one of my favorite songs. Whew. Get myself together here. I'm Ken Williams. I'm going to try to lead our thoughts into communion. I have to have these on to see. So I have a couple questions for you. What was the big story yesterday? Does anybody know what happened maybe 50 years ago? There you go, Apollo 11. All right, here's the next question. How many of you or us were around to watch it and remember it? Okay. That was a pretty amazing feat. I mean, for you guys over here who have cell phones and computers and you've always known, you know more about Excel than I'll ever know already. We didn't have computers, personally. I mean, NASA had some computers. They were pretty huge. There was a lot of technology we didn't have back then, but I want to read you a little story, and you may have seen this article. There's been a lot of articles written this week just talking about what happened. So 50 years ago, when American astronaut Edwin Buzz Aldrin, a devout Christian, made history landing on the moon, the first thing he did was to give thanks to God. Not many articles talk about that. Aldrin, seated next to Neil Armstrong, became the first person to celebrate a religious sacrament on a heavenly body outside Earth. The ordained Presbyterian elder wrote in a piece for Guideposts in 1970, he chose Holy Communion because his pastor at Webster Presbyterian, Dean Woodruff, often spoke about how God reveals himself through the everyday elements. I wondered if it might be possible to take communion on the moon, Aldrin recalled a year after the mission, symbolizing the thoughts that God was revealing himself there, too, as man reached out into the universe. For there are many of us in the NASA program who do trust that what we are doing is part of God's eternal plan for man. And on July 20th, 1969, after the Eagle lander touched down on the surface of the moon, Aldrin pulled out the wafer that was in his plastic packet and the wine, along with a silver cup provided by his church, which he kept in his personal preference kit, before he spoke into the radio, according to the Religion News Service. He said, Houston, this is Eagle. This is the LM pilot, Aldrin said, referring to the lunar module. Shortly after the Eagle lunar lander touched down on the surface of the moon, July 20th, 1969. So he said, I would like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever and wherever they may be, Aldrin said, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his own way. Aldrin silently read from John 15:5, which he penned on a 3x5 note card. As Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. Aldrin then performed the ritual alone, which is dramatized in the episode of From Earth to the Moon. Maybe some of y'all saw that, and played by Bryan Cranston. In the radio blackout, I opened the plastic packages, which contained bread and wine, Aldrin said. I poured the wine into the chalice that our church had given me. In the 1/6th gravity of the moon, the wine curled slowly and gracefully up the side of the cup. It was interesting to think that the very first liquid ever poured on the moon and the very first food ever eaten there were communion elements. He later wrote, NASA requested that he not read the verse because of the O'Hare lawsuit after Apollo 8 read 10 passages from Genesis about the creation of the world, and an atheist sued. Although the lawsuit was eventually dropped, the space program was nervous about including any more faith declarations, but Aldrin managed to get another verse in before once again stepping foot on Earth. He was sharing his faith, unashamed. At the end of the mission, when Aldrin was headed back to Earth, he read aloud a second verse from the Old Testament. He scrawled on the same note card, Psalm 8, 3 through 4. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? It is something that to this day causes the 89-year-old living legend, whose historic communion in 1969 is still commemorated every year at Webster Presbyterian, to wonder about. It is a privilege to have been able to undertake the first manned mission to the lunar surface, an honor to have worked with so many good and dedicated people and to have left our footprints there, Aldrin said. Even now, sometimes I marvel that we went to the moon. So what he was doing there, we're about to do in just a moment. So he was reflecting on something else that happened in history when Jesus was with his disciples. In Luke chapter 22, verse 14, it says, when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. So, you know, when you think about man going to the moon, that's an incredible and amazing monumental feat that happened for man. Okay, here's what's also amazing. 50 years later, this little thing right here has more computer power. I've heard 1,000 times more than what they had in NASA at the time. In another article, it said the NASA scientists, I'll ad-lib a little bit here, they were freaking out. they were panicked because the computer kept crashing on the lunar module as they were trying to land. It kept shutting down, and they were running out of fuel, and this thing was about to not happen, okay? But somehow, you know, through God's grace, through, you know, what knowledge the guys had at the time, the equipment that they had, they were able to pull it off. But here's the deal. You know, while the whole world marveled at what man was able to accomplish by sending a man to walk on the moon, it absolutely pales in comparison to what Jesus did on the cross. Nobody could do what he did for us. Think about how primitive the times were back then. They didn't have cars. They didn't have cell phones. They weren't even contemplating going to the moon. But Jesus was able to do something that man will never be able to do for himself. And by going to the cross and being willing to sacrifice himself for you and for me, he was able to give the opportunity for salvation for every human being. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We're amazed at what Jesus has done for us. We get amazed so much at what man can do. There's a lot of great things you've allowed us to learn and to accomplish, God, but it just pales in comparison to your love, to what you allowed Jesus to do. You set this up. He knew all along what he was going to do. His whole life was in preparation for this great task of being the Lamb, the living sacrifice, God. And now he stands at your side, God, and invites all of us to partake in the forgiveness and the salvation that's offered. We thank you. We'll never be able to pay you back. We couldn't earn it, and we don't deserve it. Thank you for your reckless love. In Jesus' name. You stay in your seats. The trays are going to be passed around.
Lamb of